Neil, what's it like coming back in here the morning after you guys do pretty much everything I think you wanted to last night except for win?
Well, of course, it's a little frustrating. I think we have to learn from it this morning and correct those mistakes and go out there tonight against a tough St. Louis team and try to get 2 points.
Your power play did so many good things last night except for score. How do you approach that kind of... What do you look at?
I think we just stick with it. When you generate that many chances, get that many opportunities, something's going to fall. It might be ugly. It might not be pretty, but it'll fall eventually.
The power play, when it is effective, what is it that kind of works well for you guys?
I think it's our battle level, our compete level. A lot of communication too between us. When those things are in place, you get the bounces that you want.
What do you see on the Schlafly hit, and why is it important to stand up for your teammate in that situation?
Well, I don't think it was a dirty hit at all. I thought it was a clean hit, but at the same time, you know, Shipe's one of our better players. He's an all-star for us, so I think that there has to be a response in that situation.
What's the biggest thing you've learned about Mark being around him on a daily basis this year?
He's a great teammate. Obviously, you see him on the ice, you play against him, and you see the skill level he has on the ice, but then you meet him off the ice, and he's been great to me, welcoming me into the team, and he's been a great friend, great teammate.
Characteristic game last night for you guys, Neil, with the amount of altercations there were. What does that say about the character of this team, when even though things have been tough lately?
It shows our desperation, our compete level. We wanted to win that game badly last night, so sometimes that happens within the game, and the result didn't go our way, but our effort was great.
You channel so much emotion from last night. How do you channel that into a big game against a division rival tonight?
I think we have to bring the same attitude tonight. We have to compete on every puck, and they're a heavy team, they're a hard team, so it's going to be another tough 2 points to get.
What are the keys to learning a new partner? I mean, obviously, all of a sudden you guys are similar players, but what are some of the things that you are going through as you're trying to get comfortable with someone new?
I think it's just talking off the ice more than anything. In between shifts, this morning we'll talk. In between periods, we'll talk. Whether it's a compliment to each other, or maybe I'll tell him, hey, I should have made this play here or there. I think that's how you grow, and that's how you bond with each other.
Can you get a sense of how he's been playing, like from just watching, from being on second pairings for the first most of the 50 games?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me that sticks out with Josh is hockey IQ, something that's really hard to teach. Something that comes naturally, and he's got it. I feel like he's always two steps ahead of the play.
I know you did a bit last year with Martin Stahl, but I mean that shutdown role. I mean, is that something that you embrace? Like, what are some of the fun parts about going up against Bergeron and guys like that?
I like the challenge. I've been doing it since junior. I did it in college too, so I have no problem with it. And it's always a fun challenge playing against the other team's best.
Yeah, you were dealt for his partner. I mean, just in a kind of a strange twist. And what did you know? I mean, you probably knew about NHL players in general, but what do you know about Josh coming in?
Well, kind of the same thing that I think today, but I think I see more of it today. I knew he had a good hockey IQ. I knew he was a little undersized, kind of like myself, but then when you come here and then you see it in person, it's a lot better than what I originally thought.
Neil, thanks for